104. Psalm 104. Get your Bible. Psalm 104. Okay. Now, I talked this morning and, I talked about who goes to hell. Now, Caitlin said she watched me on Facebook Live as long as she could and then she fell asleep on me. I said, I wish I'd known that. I'd holler. She said, you did holler and you woke me up. So she was trying. And good to see her tonight. And then we got Levi back there. And boy, he used to come here when he was little. He's growing up. He ain't no better looking, but he's growing up. He's growing up. Amen. He, you know what he does to make money? Now, how old are you, Levi?
13.
Man, your head looks like it's done wore out two bodies. You know what he does to make money? Shingles. Now you talking about work. He says, it ain't nothing to it. I said, well, if you start at 12 or 13, there probably ain't nothing much to it, you know. I mean, cause you'll grow into it, you know. But, I'm glad to have him here. I hadn't seen him in a good while. He was over at his grandmother's the other day when I was over there and he threatened to whoop me and I told him I'd whoop him with my eyes closed. And I still will. But Psalm 104, this morning I talked about who's going to hell. Who's going to hell? And, it'll shock you how many people will be offended by that on Facebook. And it'll shock you how many Christians don't know that. It'll shock you. And of course, Mike had a good scripture I didn't have. But if I put all the good scriptures in there, I'd still be preaching. And, but listen, hell's a terrible place. But I want you to know who I follow. I want you to know who I serve. Amen. I want you to know the who of the scriptures. God the Father. Amen. A lot of people don't know him. They don't know him. Oh, they say they know him. And even Jesus said that. They'll say it with their lips, but with their heart, they'll deny it. Their lives deny it. Their actions deny it. But they say they know him. But as I was reading in my devotional the other day, I ran across Psalm 104. And my devotion, you know, didn't do the whole chapter, but I got so wrapped up in it. Man, I about had a shouting fit and I preaching to myself. And, so Psalm 104, if you will, I want to talk about the who. Now, not the W period H period O period. Not the World Health Organization. They ought to rename that the World Crook Organization. I'm not talking about the who rock group or the guess who. Amen. I'm talking about the one and only Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to turn there. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Boy, I like that. Bless the, we can just stop right there and say, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's from the innermost being. That's not just right here. That's way down in the depths of a person. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, if we'd bless him more and quit blessing people out, we'd get a whole lot better, well, a whole lot more done and get along with people better. But hey, we'll have blessed the Lord. We'll have blessed the Lord. Years ago, I got my blesser tested. You ever had your blesser tested? Yeah. Here it is right here. That's your blesser right there. He says you bless and you curse with that tongue right there. And years ago, not long after I got saved, we still had a 78 Cutlass that my mother-in-law had given us. It was so poor, and she done used it pretty well. And those things had doors that long. You remember those old Oldsmobiles and Pontiacs and Chevrolets? They had doors that long. You remember that? Matter of fact, the doors were so long they'd wear the hinges out. You remember that? And after they get old, you'd have to grab the handle and pick it up and slam the door, or you'd lose one of the kids going down the road. Amen? That thing wouldn't shut. If you just do that, it'd slam and come back open. You remember that? You got one now. Amen. Amen. Chevrolet with a door that long. Amen. And that Pontiac had those old doors, you know, and we'd have to slam them. And I got to where I was bad about You ever do this? You ever grab the top of a door and shut the door by the top? You ever do that? You ever done that? You done that. Have you ever grabbed the top of that door and slammed it because it had to slam hard and that finger right there be in it? Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Woo! Amen! Glory to God! Amen! I passed the test. Amen. I did not curse. Amen. I blessed the Lord with every bit of my soul that day. And after a couple of days, that thing began to swell. And that fingernail turned purple and it throbbed. And it felt like somebody was hitting it with a hammer every beat of my heart. And I'd prop that thing up. It felt like somebody was beating it with a hammer. And finally, my wife said, you got to go to the doctor and get them to fix that. I ain't going to the doctor. And we got down there in the emergency room. And that doctor looked at it and said, yep, you got blood up under there. Got to get it out. I didn't know that's what he meant. He said, let me hold your hand. He laid it down on the table and he put his hand right there just like that. And he got this thing that looked just like, do you know what a soldering iron looks like? It looks like a gun and it's got a little end on it and that's metal and it gets hot. He took a soldering iron and rammed it right in that fingernail. Smoke started, first it didn't bother me. Smoke started pouring out and I said, what the, woo! Glory to God! I almost hit the man. I said, why didn't you tell me you was going to do that? He says, it feel better. I said, yeah. He said, you wouldn't have let me do it if I told you I was going to do it. Amen. What a bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Bless him when it hurts and bless him when it don't hurt and bless him when we laugh and bless him when we cry. Bless him when we're rich and bless him when we're poor. Amen. If people just bless the Lord, hey, they'd be a whole lot happier than they are right now. Instead of cursing him, why don't you bless him?
Amen.
Well, God don't love me. If he loved me, I'd have Jeffrey's Cadillac. Oh, God don't love me. God don't love me. If he did, I'd have that new house. Oh, woe is me. My mama she didn't pet me and my daddy didn't take me fishing or hunting. And I'm just a mess and it's all their fault. Lord, you don't love me. They didn't love me. Why don't you just shut up and bless the Lord for what you do have? Amen. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I can still walk. I can still see. I can still hear. I'm still in my right mind. If I ain't, I'm awful happy about it. Glory to God. Bless my soul. Leave me alone. Amen. 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 Well, I got to reading some of this the other day on the Facebook Live. I got laughing so hard I couldn't quit. I'm telling you, I couldn't quit. I just kept. And every time I just about stopped laughing, I'd think of something, it'd fire back up again. I had to apologize. Why? Because my soul was blessing the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, only a believer can do that. Only a believer can do that. An unbeliever can't do that. They don't know God. How can they bless a God they don't know? Amen. Now, look here. In verse 2, he said, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment?
Amen.
He doesn't need anybody to clothe him. He does it himself. Amen.
Amen.
He said, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? The light of God is so powerful and so thick and so wonderful and so pure and so white that it covers God.
Amen.
Boy, that'd be a good thing. Boy, that'd be some good clothing, wouldn't it? Amen.
Amen.
And then look at verse 3. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Amen.
Amen.
There's your WHO, World Health Organization, right there. Amen. Look at verse 5. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever?
Amen.
A lot of start to say that word again. There's a lot of educated beyond their abilities people. Amen. They call them college professors. Now they call them seminary professors too, cemetery. And, but you know what? They tell us about global warming and climate change, and they tell us how all the water, all our lives, they've been telling us we're going to pollute all the water, won't have nothing to drink. We've been hearing that all our lives. All our lives, Brother Michael, they've been saying, you're going to pollute your air so bad, nobody can breathe it anymore. All our lives, they say, you keep pumping that oil, it's going to destroy the whole earth. All our life, they've been saying that nuclear power is going to destroy the world. All our lives, we've been hearing that. But I've got news for you. I know who laid the foundations, and they shall not be removed. Amen? Y'all go on and talk about that stuff all you want to, because you got plenty of time in hell to discuss how you were wrong. Amen? Who made the foundations? And it can't be moved. And I say it all the time. You young people, you listen to me. Listen, young people, listen. I want you to look at me. When I was growing up, and some of these other ancient dinosaurs were growing up, we burnt wood, coal, and kerosene. And you get up in the morning, the skies were full of black smoke just above the house. Y'all remember that? Just the old town, Michigan, I could only imagine Michigan. Big black cloud just hanging there. You saw pictures of California, L.A., big black cloud. New York, big, there still is a black cloud over them places, but it ain't literal now, spiritual. But all these places, England was the nastiest place in the world. China is right now. There's where'd all that smoke go? Why didn't we choke to death like they said we were going to do? I'll tell you why. God laid the foundations of the earth. Did you know for years they kept saying we got an ozone hole up there and it's getting bigger and bigger and all the atmosphere is going to go out that hole and we're all going to die. You remember that? Got to quit using hairspray. How many of you heathens still use hairspray? Go ahead, be honest. I don't mean pump, I mean if I see a wasp or mosquitoes, I ozone him to death, man. Amen. Been doing that for 66 years. And the sky was clearer today than it was when I was 12 years old. Because that's the chimney. God put a chimney, and what the earth does not reprocess, it goes out the chimney. Amen? The ocean cleans the air. The trees clean the air. And what doesn't get clean goes out that right. And they said, listen here, y'all people, you're polluting the water. You remember growing up, did you ever go, some of you boys probably did, you ever go to the, we called them filling stations back then, you get your oil changed. You ever see what they did with that oil, Brother Jeffrey? They dumped it in the creek right behind the building. They did. You go down there and look at that creek, be that thick, you know. I mean, oh, it's white, milky, you know, mixed with water. And where's it at now? The Exxon Valdez accident out in the Atlantic. It's going to take 50 million years to clean it up. It's going to kill all these fish and all this. And it's going to kill the seagulls and everything else. Where's it at now? Did you know that they found out there's a little microbe in the ocean that loves to eat oil? He does. He's done cleaned it up. You know why? I know who laid the foundations. Amen? Amen? Amen. That stuff don't bother me. That bothers teenagers that don't know anything about the Bible. That bothers college students that think they're smarter than the Bible. But those of us that know the who know the how.
Right.
Amen? Amen? And then look at this. He says, verse 6, thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment, and water stood above the mountains. He's saying it used to be covered with water. And at thy rebuke they fled, and the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. In other words, people say there was no such thing as a worldwide flood. Well, I got news for you. Go top of any mountain in the world and you'll find some evidence of a worldwide flood. Seashells. Amen. How'd they get there? How'd they get there? Abominable snowman didn't take them up there. They were already there. Amen. And then he said he brought the water down. He brought the water down. And it flows into the streams. It goes where it ought to go. And guess what it does? It goes back and starts all over again. Distributed by Southeastern Grocers, Jacksonville, Florida. Source, natural spring at Hickory Springs. Where did I say it was at? Let me read that again. Jacksonville, Florida. Source, natural spring at Hickory Springs, Ellery, South Carolina. You thought you was getting spring water out of Florida, amen? But it doesn't matter where you got it, it all come from the same place. Watch here. Did you know the Apostle Paul might took that same swallow? Y'all never think like that? Watch here. Oh, John the Baptist. John the Baptist took that swallow. It all goes round and round and round and round. And it's funny how those poor old dumb South Carolina school teachers taught us this in the fourth grade. It goes round and round. How you know that, preacher? Because I know the who that did the what.
Amen.
Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. What to bless the Lord. Look at verse 10. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. God does that. You know, you ain't never grown a garden. God did. You just took something he already made and rearranged it a little bit and put a little of his water on it. You took his dirt, his water, his seed, and you grew something and you claimed it as yours. God did that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at verse 19. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth is going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Do you know what he's saying? He put that moon right where it is. And it wasn't 10 billion years ago. It was 6,000 and something, going on 7. And did you know it has not moved one hair since then?
Amen.
What a bless the Lord, oh our soul. Did we even know that? Did you know there's mathematicians and statisticians and scientists that's trying to figure out the universe and why it changes not and why nothing ever moves and why we haven't got blown up by, like those movies tell us, a giant asteroid hadn't hit us, you know? You ever thought that moon might be out there to catch some asteroids? Amen. There's holes all in it. It's been catching asteroids for 6,000 years, amen, that might have landed in... What'd you say? No better or something place where you live. but it plumb better, plumb nearly nothing. Amen. God did that. God did. I know the who that put the moon up there.
Amen.
I know the who that put the universe in order. I know the who that put the solar system in order. And I know the one that keeps it that way.
Amen.
Boy, that's a who to know right there, ain't it? Amen. Amen. Look at verse 24. Oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. Manifold means multiple, multiple, multiple. How manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them. How much? The earth is full of whose? Thy riches. You know, you don't own anything.
Right. Amen.
You know, we kid, we paid off our house a few years ago. It feels so good not to have a house payment. If you live long enough, you can be debt free if you're smart. Paid off the house, felt so good, and we have no kids in the house. So, Lord, do you know how good that feels? Sometimes people will look at their kids and say, we raised you to leave. That ain't working. Why ain't that working? It's off. That's why. One day they're going to look at Josiah and say, son, you can't sleep on the couch forever. You got to go. We raised you to leave, boy. We got this house paid off. Ain't nobody going to be here but me and mama. Amen. That's all we want, me and mama. And you got to go. Amen? Yep. Y'all act like y'all ain't never done that. Amen. Smart ones do. The rest of them suffer. But listen to this. Listen. He made them all of the riches on planet Earth, all of the riches at my house, all of the riches in my bank account, all the riches in any government account, all the riches on planet Earth, the gold, the silver, the emeralds, the diamonds, the ruby, the oil, they belong all to Him. We ought to glorify the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. We ought to bless His name that He lets us borrow them.
Right.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, and I'm a pastor. I try not to think about money as far as church because I really do. I try not to think about money, but I have to sometimes. Sometimes the old devil get in on my thinking. And sometimes I think, how in the world could people take God's money and use it selfishly? It's God's riches. It's not ours. He gave it to us so that we could use it for His glory. Yeah. It's like old Haggai said, will a man rob God? Sure they do with their tithes and offerings. How in the world can a person that's saved by the grace of God and they know God as the creator of the world and they ought to know that God owns their bank account. If it wasn't for Him, why weren't none of that? That ain't the way Christians think. Christians think this way. God give me the strength to work for that. God gave me that strength. One of the strongest women in church right here. Works. Man, she works. She works for Pharaoh. We was talking about that one ago. We call him Pharaoh. Amen. But look, God owns that. Somebody says, y'all going to build you a church? I said, no, we're going to build the Lord a church.
Amen.
This is His church. This ain't my... Don't go around... I go down to Preacher Ron's church. Go somewhere else. Go. Look, I don't own a church. Go find God's church, okay? Because I don't own this place. This is God's church. It ain't your church. Now, I know we got some old furniture around here that has people's... And I understand why they put these plaques and stuff on things. I understand that. They got some memories of people and things like that. But don't put my name on nothing.
Amen.
Don't put my name on anything. Nothing.
Amen.
It's all His. Every bit of it. You come over at my house. That's God's house.
Right.
These little girls went swimming at the house today. That's God's swimming pool. Amen. Amen. I started to say something, but I better not. He said, look, verse 29. Thou hidest thy face. They are troubled. Thou takest away their breath. They die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. You know what he's saying? If God turns His face from this earth, it'd die today. If God turns His face from this church, it'll die today. If God turns His face from your family will die today. If God turns His face from you, you'll die today, I guarantee you. Now you go ahead, you tempt God and see what He'll do. I've known a lot of Christians that ended up in defeat because they got God on the wrong side of them. I'd stay on the good side of God if I was you. And verse 31, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in whose works?
Yes.
You can't get away from the who. It's his words. Amen. It's not me. It's not you. And then verse 32, he looked on the earth and it trembled. He touched the hills and they smoke. Boy, I tell you what, God's powerful. He ain't the old man upstairs. You and Jesus ain't got a thing going. He's God. He's holy. He's pure. He's perfect. He's powerful. We don't play with God. Young people, listen to me. I play a lot. I joke a lot. I laugh a lot. But I don't play with God. No, sir. No, 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 no. I don't play with God. And I don't play with God's stuff, okay? Verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. As long as we live, we'll just sing praises to God. Amen. You ought to quit singing them old rap songs. Some of the ungodliest, filthiest, vilest, ugly, nasty, right out of the pits of hell you'd ever hear rap. Watch some of these videos. No, don't. You'll corrupt your eyeballs. You'll corrupt your ears. And Christians listen to that stuff. And then they try to Christianize it. Have you noticed how they try to Christianize everything? It's still the ungodly devil beat. It's still the same culture. They still look like they did. They still act like they did, behave, live like they did. And they want to throw Jesus in there every once in a while to sell records because dumb little old Christians don't have enough sense to know God doesn't accept that.
Amen.
Don't get too happy. They do country music the same way. They do rock and roll the same way. They do all this new music the same way. Let me tell you something. It says that I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. That's to who I sing to.
Amen.
That's to who I sing to. Now listen to me. There's a time and a season for everything. But you better find time and season to sing to him or you're going to be in trouble. Brother Forrest, you know why he saved me and you? To get praise.
Yes.
To get glory. Not so we would, but so he would.
Yes,
and I think he's a pretty sorry Christian that won't sing praise to their Savior.
Amen.
Well, I can't sing. Where do you think you at? Nashville? Where do you think you're at? Hollywood? Where do you think you're at? The Grand Ole Opry? You're in church. This ain't a singing contest. It's a praising the Lord time. Young people come in here, won't even pick up a songbook and claim to be saved. People come in here, won't sing a hymn. Maybe it could be because they don't know him.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard preaching, ain't it? You song leader, you ought to be saying amen. Not a Methodist amen, a Baptist amen. Let's try that again. You're the song leader, you ought to be saying amen.
Amen.
He went from Methodist to Presbyterian, just like that. One day you'll be a Baptist. Ain't right, Brother Jeffrey.
Amen.
There you go. By the way, he didn't say amen either. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Verse 34, my meditation on him, look at this, shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord.
Yes.
Look up here. If anything makes you happier, gladder than the Lord, there's something wrong with you. Now you ought to love your wife, you ought to love your children, but the first commandment is that you love him first. And if anybody or anything is sweeter than the name of Jesus to you, you probably don't know the who that the rest of us know. That's hard preaching. Somebody needs to say it. Then he said, my meditation of him shall be sweet, so therefore this follows, I will be glad in the Lord. Yes. Never happened. Never does not happen. Every Sunday, I come to church and somebody's going, every Sunday, I don't want to talk to them. Well, you're the pastor, you're supposed to. I know I have to, but I don't want to. I mean, you ought to be happy. Amen. You ought to be glad. Are you saved?
Yes.
You deserve it? No. Yes. Are you on your way to heaven? Yes. You deserve it? No. Did you get something to eat today? Yes. Did you deserve it? No. You got clothes to wear? Yes. Do you deserve it? No. Does somebody love you? Yes. Do you deserve it? No. You ought to be glad in the Lord that he loves you. As sorry and low down as you are, and as unkind and unthinking that you are, you ought to be glad when you think on him, and it will be a sweet thought.
Amen.
Instead of you wanting everybody else to have sweet thoughts when they think about you. Amen. Well, it came to me and said, I'm tired of it, preacher. I'm tired of it. Every Sunday you preach right at me. Every Sunday, preacher, you preach right at me. I'm fed up with it. He was a deacon. I said, I tell you what I'm tired of. I'm tired of you doing this every Sunday. Every Sunday you get me off right before I preach. You drag me in some room and you complain about something and ruin my spirit, and that affects my preaching, and I'm not preaching at you. Well, yes you are. Yes you are. You're preaching right at me. I said, you think more of you than I think of you. There was 200 people out there and you're just one of them, and you think I spend hour on hour on hour on hour preparing sermons just for your stinking hide. I don't think of you that much. Who do you think you are? Thinking that I preach every... If you feel that way, that's called Holy Ghost conviction. That ain't me. That ain't me. Amen. Amen. Now listen. Verse 35, and I'll quit. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth. And let the wicked be no more. That's hard preaching. That's hard preaching. You hear me? Let the sinners be consumed, burn up. And let the wicked be no more. Those that twist things to hurt people. Wicked, evil people. Well, if that happened today, America would have about one third less population. Amen. Let them. Hey, well, I don't think you're supposed to talk like that as a Christian. Get your little pen knife and cut that out of the Bible if you don't like it, because it's eternally settled in heaven already. Ain't a thing you can do about it. Well, I just don't think Christians should talk like that. It's not us talking, it's God.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes people say, who do you think you are, judge me? I say, I ain't judge you. God did that.
Yeah.
All I did tell you what God said. Amen. 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 I got in a kind of a little debate on Facebook with one of those little comments on something, and I just asked a woman. I said, "Who made you the final authority?" That's my final authority right there. Amen. And if he says, let the wicked, the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and if he says, let the wicked be no more, that's the who we've been talking about. That's the one that created. That's the one that sustains. That's the one that saves. That's the one that keeps. That's the one that blesses. That's the one that supplies all our needs. That's the one we're supposed to be blessing. That's the one we're supposed to be singing to. And yet, he said, let the sinners be consumed. That's the same one we just said was sweet to think on, and he's still sweet to think on.
Yes.
When we read that passage.
Amen. Yes.
He says that. Let me read again. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth and the wicked be no more. Wouldn't that be a blessing? It's coming. It's coming. Amen. It's coming. But look at the last of that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Right after he said, consume and be no more. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Now, I frankly don't care what anybody thinks about what I believe about Jesus Christ or the Bible. Because I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. And whether you believe I believe that or not doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And if some little old limp wrist, panty waist preacher on Facebook don't like it, he can take it up with the one that wrote the book. I didn't write the book. And hey, he can call me a dinosaur. He can call me old fashioned. He can call me whatever he wants to. But when Jesus comes, he can say, the Lord bless that boy's soul. He's gone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's enough to make a Methodist shout. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just got through telling him he's going to burn them up. Just got through telling him he's going to remove them. And then he said, but bless the Lord. Hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah now. Y'all bunch of Baptists, y'all done gone religion crazy. You read the Bible every day, you believe every word of it's true, every jot and tittle. You even believe the cover where it says Holy Bible. You're a bunch of fanatics. You go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday school, Wednesday night, revival, prayer meetings, Bible studies. You done gone religion crazy. And we look at them and say, yeah, but bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And thank him for all his benefits. Amen. You know, this week, instead of going through the world complaining, we're going to go through the world praising.
Amen.
I said this morning, say it again. You go out there in that crowd that's burning and destroying, you're going to get hurt. But I got news for you. Down on the job, those that work down there, sooner or later, they all have the same troubles you and I have.
Yep.
And sooner or later, Sister Mary, the very ones that mocked us and made fun of us, they're going to say, Holroyd, I think you're a praying man. Listen, I know I've given you a hard time, but my mama's sick. Oh, boy, and I need somebody to pray for my mama. Sooner or later. Hey, kids, listen to me. Don't be so worldly. Get spiritual minded. And those other kids will fear you. When I was a kid, church scared me. Christian people scared me, and I was with the bad crowd. But I knew that something was different about those people. Now, I'd make fun of them when I was in the crowd, but alone, I would not do it. I was scared to mess with them by myself. So we'll stop this complaining, and we'll stop being negative and down in the mouth and whimpering and whining and crying and complaining. And just walk through this old wicked world and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, all that's within me. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And people start looking at you and they say, you're a strange lady. But I think you know something. I need to talk to you. I know it looks real good. Some guy preaches to 10,000 and 2,000 make false professions. That looks real good on television. But you win battles one soldier at a time. There's a soldier, he'll tell you. He wasn't supposed to be after the whole army. He just had to get that one in front of him. That's the way you win. And that's the way we ought to win souls. We can't get the whole world. We can't even get our whole neighborhood. But you know, with that little glass of iced tea or lemonade, you might get one. Down there on the job with that guy or gal that works next to you, just being kind when they're making fun of you, just being kind to them, they're going to remember that. They remember while everybody else was cursing the Lord, you was blessing the Lord. They're going to remember that when that other guy's daddy died, he cussed and screamed and hollered and blamed God. But when your daddy died, you blessed the Lord. Don't y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because we know the who that's got it all.
Amen.
Let's stand. Father, thank you for your inerrant, inspired.